USA Radio News. I'm Victor Paul. In its third hearing Thursday, the House Select Committee investigating the Capitol attack outlined former President Trump's pressure campaign against then-Vice President Pence. Washington Post correspondent Rhonda Colvin reports on the significance of Trump's efforts.
It's pretty significant. It's an important angle for this committee to explore and also to share with the American people, because it shows that there was an extent of pre-planning in pressuring Pence that happened days before the violence, and it also reinforces the violence and how close the former Vice President Pence came to grave danger.
The House Investigative Committee has asked the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas for an interview. Ginny Thomas, a conservative activist, communicated with people in Donald Trump's inner circle ahead of the attack and also on the day of the insurrection. Thomas's name could also come up at some point in the panel's hearings. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this keep, sir. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys, and so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there that's going to make sure you get the right product for you, make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil. PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
President Biden sat down with the Associated Press on Thursday to discuss the state of the economy as well as his concerns about the national mood. Biden blamed gas prices for the nation's economic pessimism. He said before prices started rising that, quote, they were much more optimistic, unquote. The president acknowledged that Americans are paying vastly more to put food on their table and fuel in their cars, and that it was putting a dent in his approval rating. A gunman opened fire at a potluck dinner inside a suburban Alabama church on Thursday, killing two members and wounding a third before being taken into custody. Emergency dispatchers received a call at around 6:20 p.m. of an active shooter at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in a Birmingham suburb. A suspect was detained and the wounded victim was being treated at a local hospital. Police thus far have declined to identify the suspect or the victims. This is USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, our amazing selection means you'll always
love what you find.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Just getting a sneak peek at my Father's Day gifts.
Well, I was thinking of getting you this Barrel Select bourbon.
That's a really nice bottle.
And Total Wine has it at the totally lowest price.
Wow. You always were my favorite.
Thanks, Dad.
Talking to the bourbon, sweetie.
Love what you find. Like the perfect gift for Dad at the perfect price. Only at Total Wine & More.
And drink responsibly. B21.
There is an air of uncertainty hanging over the Yellowstone National Park gateway town of Gardner this week following unprecedented flooding that shut down one of America's most beloved natural attractions and swept away roads, bridges, and homes. Gardner itself escaped the flooding, but briefly became home to hundreds of stranded park visitors when the road leading into it was closed along the surging Yellowstone River. When the road reopened, the tourists vanished. That absence of visitors is now a major concern for businesses that lead to Yellowstone's northern entrances and rely on tourists passing through. Vince McMahon is stepping down as CEO and chairman of the WWE during an investigation into alleged misconduct involving the longtime leader and public face of the organization. McMahon's daughter Stephanie will serve as interim CEO and chairwoman. The Wall Street Journal recently reported that the board was investigating a $3 million settlement that McMahon paid to a departing female employee with whom he allegedly had a consensual affair. If you could peek in on your own funeral, what would you be most curious about? Vanity Fair magazine reports that most people would want to know what others are saying about them. 19% would count how many people came to the memorial service, 11% would scan the crowd for any surprise visitors, and 7% really want to know how they look in a casket. I'm Victor Paul, USA Radio News.